It became as hard to stop looking into the box as it had been to take my eyes from the painting of the woman with the pearl necklace the first time I'd seen it. When I heard the tap on the door, I just had time to straighten up and let the robe drop to my shoulders before he walked in. "Have you looked again, Crete? Have you looked properly?"
"I have looked, sir, but I'm not at all sure of what I have seen."
I smoothed my cap. "It is surprising, isn't it? I was as amazed as you the first time my friend showed it to me."
"But why do you look at it, sir, when you can look at your own painting?"
"You do not understand." He tapped the box. "This is a tool. I use it to help me see, so that I am able to make the painting."
"But you use your eyes to see."
"True, but my eyes do not always see everything."
My eyes darted to the corner, as if they would discover something unexpected that had been hidden from me before, behind the powder brush, emerging from the shadows of the blue cloth.
"Tell me, Crete," he continued, "do you think I simply paint what is there in that corner?"
I glanced at the painting, unable to answer. I felt as if I were being tricked. Whatever I answered would be wrong.
"The camera obscura helps me to see in a different way," he explained, "to see more of what is there."
When he saw the baffled expression on my face, he must have regretted saying so much to someone like me.
He turned and snapped the box shut. I slipped off his robe and held it out to him.
"Sir..."
"Thank you, Crete," he said as he took it from me. "Have you finished with the cleaning here?"
"Yes, sir."
"You may go then."
"Thank you, sir." I quickly gathered up my cleaning things and left, the door clicking shut behind me. I thought about what he had said, about how the box helped him to see more. Although I didn't understand why, I knew he was right, because I could see it in his painting of the woman.